Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Lions Club of Oscoda is Yvonne Malik. How are you today, Yvonne?
I'm great, Kevin. Thank you so much.
Oh, glad to have you back on the show to talk about, I can't believe, have we actually been talking to you for 17 years?
17 years it's been.
Wow. 17th annual Fall Arts and Crafts Show is taking place this Saturday. And I know it's a labor of love for the Oscoda Lions. One of your big events for the year, isn't it?
It is. It is. I really enjoy doing this. Some years I get a little tired, but it comes around and I'm always excited to do it again. It's a lot of fun and we enjoy seeing our vendors every year. Mm-hmm. And each year we get some new ones and that's always fun as well.
Yeah, it's happening this Saturday from 10 till 4 right there at the Oscoda High School. Tell us what's going to be happening during those 6 hours. What do you got lined up for this 17th annual event?
Well, we have about 85 different vendors, artists, crafters, some home show type people, you know, like Tupperware and Avon type representatives and things like that representing various companies. But in addition to that, we'll have a chainsaw carver outdoors doing some carving. We do have a little farmer's market that will be there as well, selling some great fall produce. Indoors as well, we will have a lunch being put on by the Lions Club. So if you want to make a day of it, coming out and shopping Sure. and getting some Halloween and fall decorations or Christmas gifts, you can make a day of this and come out and shop and have lunch with us and just check out everything that our vendors have as well as some of the other things going on site.
Boy, oh boy, yeah, it is a big day, that's for sure. Now, we're still a few days away. Do they still have time? Do you have room for more vendors if necessary?
I actually have a couple spots
All
open.
Right.
We had a couple people with family emergencies, unfortunately.
Hmm.
But yes, we have a couple spots open. We always like to have a sellout show, so if anyone is interested, they can give me a call at 254-2902. That's a 989, of course, the area code, 254-2902. We'd love to have a sellout show, so that would be great.
Yeah.
And we'd love to have them join us for the day as well.
Boy, and you have so many different things. Like you mentioned, the variety is amazing among those crafters that you have out there. So bring your wallets out and be ready to spend some money. And, of course, there is a donation to come in at the door, but all that money goes right back into the Lions Club also.
It does. Everything we make from this show goes right back into our treasury for the Lions Club. And, of course, everything we do stays pretty much
yeah.
local here to help those in need in our community. So this just goes into our general fund. Of course, if people aren't familiar with the Lions Club, what we do mainly is to help those in need with things such as glasses, hearing aids, other medical needs such as things like that. And we really do try to keep that local. One of our big things lately, I don't know if you're familiar with our Facebook page, but we try to keep those pictures out there, is lately we've been building handicap ramps, and we're really proud of the work that our Lions members have been doing with that. So, yep, it's a great thing that we do. I'm proud of our Lions
yeah.
Club. We've got about 65 members, and as always, we're looking for members to join us. So this is another way we just get our name out there as well.
Boy,
so.
You bet. And, of course, as you mentioned, the Facebook page, just type in Oscoda Lions Club. Is that the best way to find you?
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Or come on out and learn more at the 17th Annual Fall Arts and Crafts Show. It's going on this Saturday, 10 to 4. That's going on at Oscoda High School. It should be a great day. A lot of great crafts, and as you mentioned, Farmer's Market, and so much more. Over 85 exhibitors. And again, lunch available too. Yvonne, if they want more information, or if you know there's some vendors out there who still might be a part of the show, what's the best way to get more info?
Give me a call, 254-2902. I'd love to talk to him about it.
Very good. From the Oscoda Lions Club, Yvonne Malik. Yvonne, always a pleasure, and thanks for joining us today, and we'll look forward to a great day on Saturday.
All right. Wonderful. Kevin, thanks for talking to us today.